Council's furious with Western power, Ukraine accused of trying to kill Putin, and where to party in Perth for the King's coronation. It's Thursday, the 4th of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve to you too. Now,
I'm getting more singy each day this week as I do that. I'm sounding more and more Oprah.
Yeah.
You get a car.
I love it. And you know what? You get a power bill hike. That's what's going on with the councils at the moment. Western Power bumping up their prices. Councils maybe passing it on to us.
Yeah, so Western Power wants to hike street lighting charges by, get this, 44% from the middle of the year. It seems huge. So councils have been blindsided by this. They'll have little choice, they say, but to pass this cost on to ratepayers. And it doesn't come cheap. When you look at, say, City of Stirling, the largest council, they're looking at a $2.5 million increase, which they will then have to share with ratepayers. It's equivalent to a 1.5% jump in rates to cover the costs of keeping the street lights on alone.
Wow.
Massive. So there's still to be a final decision on this by the Economic Regulation Authority, but Western Power says that it's trying to be cost reflective and its costs have gone up, as we're all seeing with anything that we buy at the moment with inflation. So it's a real issue, isn't it? And then this is going to put more cost of living pressure onto ratepayers.
Yeah, when they really do not need it, that's for sure. And now you mentioned that there's going to be parties around Perth for the coronation that's happening on Saturday.
I use party as a loose term there.
Yeah.
So Northbridge Piazza is the place to be to watch the coronation in full. So this is everything from 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, our time, right through till after 9 o'clock at night. Mm. Like you can camp out there pretty much all Arvo evening if you like. And it's going to be everything from the arrivals to the coronation itself, the service, the ceremony, all the pomp, you know, it'll all be
so
in there.
So much pomp.
So much pomp, you know, more pomp than you can poke a stick at. So that's all happening. Of course, you can stay home and watch Channel 7 and see it there as well. Everything, you know how we talked about yesterday, Government House was the only place to light up purple and, you know, we haven't gone that big on it. Well, I don't know if it's after we spoke about it, but Council House is going to go purple, I hear. Madagara Bridge, King's Park, so a few more.
I think it probably was
the
us.
List.
It probably was us.
I think
us.
It definitely
We're
was
very
us.
Influential.
Have you seen the approval ratings out for the Royals?
Nah, but I'm keen to hear it.
Okay, so who do you think is the most popular member of the royal family? This is a poll of Aussies.
I'd be one of those little kids. They're one of.
I don't know if they did the kids. Well, who's the most popular adult?
Adult. I'm going to say Harry.
Nope, Kate. 76% approval rating.
Oh, yeah. Well, she doesn't do anything wrong, right?
Followed by William on 73%.
I thought Harry, because he's a bit of a larrikin.
Well, wait for it. Charles, 52%.
Yeah.
Harry is below Charles on the popularity ladder, 38%. Gosh. Just above Camilla, 35%. Now, this is a battle I would pay to see. Harry versus Camilla.
Wow.
Meghan... Yeah. I mean, loosely calling her part of the royal family here, 27%.
No one
knows her. Just above Prince Andrew on 15%.
I can't believe there are 15% of people that
who
like
approve
Prince
of
Andrew.
Prince Andrew.
That's the real shock of that poll.
Yeah.
Dear me. And talking about shocks, how's that for a segue? The High Voltage Festival is coming to Frio on Sunday.
Yeah, remember they had this one. This is like the tribute to Bon Scott.
Yeah.
There's going to be bands playing along this 5K circuit in Frio. So Frio is getting ready for this. More than 100,000 people expected. It's going to be huge. It was a massive success back in 2020. So they've ditched the Canning Highway procession this year. It'll include a 7-truck convoy of performers looping through Fremantle in a new street circuit style event. So they're estimating that this is going to inject more than $6 million into local businesses, which, you know, with the way interest rates have been going and nobody's spending, they're going to need it. Get on down there on Sunday. The advice is to plan ahead, though, because obviously with this street circuit, there's going to be closures.
Yeah. Fascinating. Interesting idea, that's for sure.
Are you skeptical, are you?
I don't know. I think, you know, it was brilliant the first time around. Mm. Sometimes I think when you revisit these ideas, you know, the law of diminishing returns.
So you think this is kind of like the I was going to say the big plane, but the big plane is now no longer. Yeah. And the giant puppets. You think it's a one and
one
done?
One off. Okay. That's why they're so special, because you get them once and that's it. And now the federal government, this is interesting for anybody out there working in the aged care sector. The feds are committing $11.3 billion windfall in next week's budget to fund a 15% pay rise for aged care workers, in line with the Fair Work Commission's order for staff in the sector. So the hope is that this big pay bump is going to attract more workers to aged care, because we know there's a chronic shortage there, and part of that is because they're seen as underpaid, and the government wants to have things like nurses on duty in aged care facilities 24/7. They initially had planned to split the 15% pay rise over 2 years, proposing 10% this year and 5% in 2024. That was criticised by the unions, criticised by the coalition, and so now they're going to do the whole 15% in one big whack. And do you know what that'll mean? So
increased inflation.
Yeah, well, that's it. That'll take a big chunk of it. Yeah. But if you're a registered nurse, you'll get up to $200 extra per week. It's not bad.
I mean, that's significant.
$200. Normally with these type of things, you know, when it's like a CPI increase or something like that, you end up with an extra, you know, $37 a week.
So is this going to encourage, though, nurses to go from, say, the hospital system into aged care?
Great question. You have to wonder about that. An assistant in nursing will get $137 extra per week, where a personal or home care worker will get $141 more a week. So that's pretty decent.
Yeah. I mean, it's a decent increase, but then if you look at how much it costs to go to the supermarket now, you know, it'd be quickly chewed up.
Yeah, exactly.
And once that street lighting rate charge is filtering through.
And now there's a lot of talk at the moment over in Russia, a lot of rhetoric flying both ways about an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin. Moscow has accused Kyiv of trying to kill Russian President Vladimir Putin and has vowed to retaliate. The Ukrainians have said, no, it's not us.
It wasn't us.
It's maybe just your local dissidents who hate you, which is believable as well. But the Kremlin said that two drones were used in the attack, but they were disabled by Russian defences. They said that Putin wasn't even there. He was outside of Moscow, one of his residences, and they said that Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, was responsible, but he was in Helsinki, and he goes, nah, we didn't do it. We didn't attack Putin or Moscow. We only fight on our own territory and defend our own towns and cities.
Yeah.
I tend to believe it.
I believe that too.
I believe it. Yeah. And I wouldn't put it past the Russians for just doing
it. Staging
it themselves to justify some sort of a ridiculous
offensive.
Yeah. They're talking about ridiculous. The former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro, it was kind of like the Trump of South America.
Oh, yes.
He's back in the news. His house was raided by the cops as part of an investigation into his COVID vaccination records. How about that for a blast?
Couldn't they check it online?
So the police allege that he's forged his vaccination record so he could gain entry to the US. And it's all very interesting because he was a vocal opponent of COVID vaccinations. He refused to ever make public his own vaccination status because he said it contained sensitive private data. And it had been believed that he was vaccinated, but now cops think that was actually bogus. And they've launched this investigation, which included this police raid. They seized his phone, his wife's phone as well, and some other information to try and get to the bottom of it. He denies it. I guess we'll wait and see.
Wow, wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Sport. Freo fans are not expecting a flag anytime soon, but certainly not.
Aren't they getting it by 2025?
Well, exactly. According to Fremantle Chief Executive Simon Garlick, he reckons the club is on track to achieve its goal of winning a premiership by 2025, which, just to keep everybody updated, it's 2023 now.
Yeah, and they're 14th on the ladder.
So they're 14th on the ladder. Okay. They've only won 2 games out of 7 so far this year.
They're on track.
Yeah, well, this is the interesting thing, right? So they made the semi-finals last year, which was a great result, and Freo set an ambitious target of 3 top 4 finishes in a row and then a premiership when they announced their 2021 to 2025 strategic plan. You'd have to say that plan's not looking so good right now.
It's not going to plan.
It's not going to plan. Not according to Garlick, though. He reckons the success of our plan won't be defined on wins and losses in 2023.
Okay.
Interesting. It'll be defined by our club being strong, sustainable, and a consistent contender. at the back end of this plan and beyond.
Is his contract up soon, or what's the deal?
You have to wonder about that. So he's basically saying, don't worry about what happens now. We're going to win the flag in 2025 no matter what. And he cited the success of Melbourne and Richmond, who kind of took a step backwards before they ended up winning a flag. Like Richmond, for example, was fifth in 2015. Then they dropped to 13th in 2016. Okay. And then they won three of the next four flags.
Okay.
So there you go.
Watch this space.
Guaranteed. The Wild West. You'll like this next one, Matty, because you get some more of my fantastic Italian pronunciations.
I love it. Is it a mafia person today?
No, it's the Mona Lisa. Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
So a small town in Tuscany is reveling in the excitement of a historian claiming that their bridge, that is in a state of pretty serious disrepair, was the backdrop for the Mona Lisa. So the Mona Lisa...
Can you see the bridge in the Mona Lisa?
It's kind of like this kind of, you can see a little bit of a bridge. So you've got her, you know, there was a lot of debate over who she was, who the model was that Leonardo painted. It was said to be Lisa del Giocondo.
Oh, yes, there's a tiny little bridge.
And what she was smiling about. But then there's also speculation about where she was when Leonardo painted her, what that backdrop was. And so there's been speculation, there's been different bridges in the past. The Ponte Buriano... as well as the Ponte Bobbio in the northern Italian city of Piacenza.
I love when Italy makes an appearance in the Wild West.
But now, though, this historian has claimed that he's used historical documents and drone images to make comparisons between the painting and photographs of the area. And now he says it's this other bridge in Laterina, the Romito di Laterina Bridge in the province of Arezzo. How's that?
Yeah,
that's
pretty perfect. Good, right? You've done really well
there
today.
You go.
Five stars.
And so he's gone to this town. He's measured the remains of this bridge, and he reckons
he's
really devoted to it. And he reckons, yeah, this is definitely the bridge. The town has talked about putting up a sign already. They talked about a bit of a rivalry with the neighbouring town that thinks it's got the bridge from the Mona Lisa and does tours based on that. So it's going to get very interesting to see. And maybe, you know, I would hesitate to really make any big spending decisions of ratepayer money on promoting the fact that you're the bridge from the Mona Lisa, because this particular historian has made some other claims about the Mona Lisa in the past.
Oh, what claims?
Including that Leonardo used a male model in the portrait, and it was not the Mona Lisa.
And it's not a woman.
It wasn't a woman at all, no.
Jeez, controversy.
Indeed.
There's a lot to unpack from that.
A lot to unpack. I guess we'll wait and see what happens next. And that's your news from The West Australian for Thursday, May 4. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, may the 4th be with you.
Have a good one, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
The coronation of King Charles III. As history unfolds, join Susanna Carr live in London.
This is unrivaled coverage.
Saturday from 2:30 with 7 News at the special time of 4 p.m. Only on 7 and 7 Plus.